السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى المهيمن. And we said for a being to be worthy of the name مهيمن, they need to meet three conditions. They need to have knowledge of all situations, full power to grant benefit in every situation, and that power should be continuous. It should not be temporary. And the only being that can meet the criteria here is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another meaning of Muhaymin is Shahid, one who witnesses everything. Not an iota, not an atom's equivalent escapes the knowledge and the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then I also explained yesterday that Mullah Ali Qari Rahimahullah said that Muhaymin is that being who is in charge of all of the affairs of the creation. Their actions, their sustenance, their life, and their character. And he not only protects the creation, he creates the means for protection. And I gave various examples yesterday. Our eyes, how Allah has created the socket as a protection, the brain, how Allah has created the skull, and the different animals. Some Allah has given them a sting, others Allah has given them teeth. Then you have those who have horns, those who give off an electrical charge or impulse, those that give off a bad odor to protect themselves. Those that can have speed, and that enables them to protect themselves. Then you have the chameleon that can blend in with the color of the environment. And towards the end we spoke about there are some animals, they eat flowers, they eat leaves, and because the thorns are attached, Allah has given their saliva such power that as soon as the thorn enters the mouth, the saliva dissolves it. So it does not in any way harm them when they ingest it and when they digest it. So that is Al-Muhaymin. Today we talk about Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz, the overpowering. There are various meanings again. The one meaning of Aziz is that being that is matchless and unique. I'd explained this previously and I explain it again. We normally say Allah is one. It's not the numerical one, which can be multiplied and divided. It's an absolute one, meaning Allah is absolutely unique. Another meaning of Aziz is that Allah is dominant. Allah is overpowering. Because Allah can overpower anyone and everything, none can overpower Allah. None can overpower Allah. A third meaning of Aziz is that Allah has great power. Allah has great power. Allah dominates everything in existence. His grandeur and create in front of Allah's grandeur, the entire creation is left helpless and the entire creation is left powerless. As Al-Aziz, the ulama have written, is that being whose power is such that nothing can make him helpless, nothing can defeat him. Everything is under Allah's power, everything is subjugated in front of Allah, nothing is out of the framework of Allah's power. The last meaning of Aziz that I want to discuss is Aziz is that being who grants honor, who grants prestige, who grants respect. Allama Tibi rahimahullah said, Al-Aziz is that being that after diving into the oceans of his greatness, intellects are left dumbfounded and tongues become exhausted in trying to describe the greatness of Allah. That is Al-Aziz. A verse which we will be reciting tonight, the concluding verses of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. If you use all of the water of the oceans as ink, it will get completed, it will get exhausted, but you will never be able to exhaust or complete the praises of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Al-Aziz, the powerful, the dominant, the bestower of power, the overpowering, that is the meaning of that name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to seek and to secure His recognition via His great names, via the Asma'ul Husna. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.